Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Hey, somebody got shot at Gilpin Court. No, hang on a second. I know I've got my shocked and surprised face somewhere around. God darn it, what did I do with it? Well, anyway, all right, so the Richmond Police Department reporting at 2:25 this afternoon. A man was shot at Gilpin Court. No further information is available. You know what the solution to that is? I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I think you should just change the name of Gilpin Court. Right? That's what the answer is. Come on, what are we waiting for? I have no idea what you should rename it, but obviously it's the name. It's Gilpin. Come on, just rename it. It'll all stop. It'll all be better. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Ann from RVA. Not only does the Carrytown section overall not welcome ICE, Penzi's Spices has on their website they don't want to sell to Republicans. It's posted on their website. I know. That's why I wouldn't buy anything from those folks. Nothing. Nothing. Not interested. I'm very happy to hear you don't want my money, because we do a lot of cooking in our house, and we buy a lot of spices, a lot of spices. And I am very happy to purchase from people who care about me and who like me. This is the twisted thing about some businesses staking out political points of view. I don't know what it is that you sell, but in large part, whatever you sell is probably desired by both Republicans and Democrats. I sell cars, Jeff. Okay. Do Republicans drive cars? Yes, they do. Do Democrats drive cars? Yes, they do. Do you want to stake out a political position, or would you like to sell as many cars as possible? Right? Coffee mugs? I think everybody on some level probably enjoys something in a mug. Could be coffee, could be tea, might be soup, might be broth. I don't know. But you could be a Republican or a Democrat. You're going to buy a mug. You're going to buy plates. You're going to buy all, right? You have a kitchen? Of course you do. Do you do a lot of cooking? Well, we don't do as much as we would like to. Okay, well, then it may not impact you. But if you are like the Katz family, which is a family that does a lot of cooking, you are constantly buying different types of spices because we are always creating dishes or experimenting or finding a new recipe. And if you're the spice company that says, hey, we don't want to sell to you, that's fine. I'm taking my money and going elsewhere. It's not, you know, no harm, no foul, I guess. But I don't know why you would intentionally alienate 50% of your customer base. That's all. That's it. Jeff, if the store operator actually leases the shop space, they don't own the land or the building, is it really theirs to limit ICE entry? No. No, it's not. No, it's not. Dave says, Jeff, a question for those businesses who have the no ICE signs, ICE not welcome here. What happened to that whole no one is above the law thing? I thought to them that only applies to President Trump. You know what? I just realized, Germ, people may not realize exactly what I'm referencing or what these fine folks are referencing. Germ, can you do that? Just play the clip. Now, this is from Channel 12. Last night, the night before. Let's take a listen to that clip, please.
Well, a surge of Richmond area businesses sending a joint message to ICE agents. They're putting up this sign reading, ICE is not welcome here. The distributors of the signs estimate they've given out hundreds of them. But as one immigration lawyer tells us, the rules regarding this issue are tricky. Maggie Glass explains.
You don't have to walk very far down Carytown to see a business with a sign like this in their store. The owner of this business tells me she put the sign here to let everyone know, regardless of their immigration status, they're welcomed into her store.
A lot of people are frightened to go out and be do their daily routine, to go and have fun and to be out because they're afraid that they may possibly not come home or that a family member may not come home. So I think it's important to kind of just let people know, hey, we understand that this is happening. We don't want it to happen here.
Thea Brown's store, World of Mirth, just won among a handful within a few-minute walk of each other, asserting they know their rights. To check what exactly a business's rights are if ICE enters, we reached out to a local immigration attorney.
They're not allowed in private areas of people's homes. They're not allowed in private areas of a business. But they are allowed to be in places where people have given up their right to privacy. Essentially, any place that's a public space, they're allowed to be in.
Isaac Adams explains public spaces could be the dining room of a restaurant or the lobby of a law firm. Private spaces, on the other hand, are places such as a locked office. For ICE agents to enter a restricted area, they would need a judicial warrant.
Most of that time, ICE is operating without a judicial warrant. They may have ICE administrative warrants, but those aren't signed by a judge. They don't give them authorization to enter into homes. They don't give them authorization to enter into the private areas of a business.
Now, if a business invites ICE agents into its store, then those limitations can be thrown out. What no one has the right to do, Adam says, is intervene when ICE agents are correctly operating under the authority as law enforcement officers.
You can get in trouble if you step over the line.
Since the start of this year until June, ICE made around 3,300 arrests in Virginia. I asked Brown what she would do if ICE did come to her shop.
We would do what we can to hold them at the door and kind of go from there.
In Richmond, Maggie Glass, 12 on your side.
Yeah, God help you. Boy, I don't know who that woman is. She's like, I must be the mirth mistress. The mistress of mirth? The managing mirthapalooza? Is mirthapalooza coming back this year? Germ, do we have any information on mirthapalooza 87? It should be back, right? I'm running low. Well, you know how it is. You get a text from your bride. Hey, Jeff, on the way home, pop into Wawa, get half and half milk and, you know, a quart of mirth. We're low on mirth. We need mirth for the menu tonight. Whatever we're making. We're making that chicken a la mirth. You don't want to miss out on the mirth. We need sumac and we need mirth. The world of mirth. Ugh, okay. She's going to limit ICE from coming in her store. Ma'am, I don't think you have enough adult coloring books to actually, you know, brace the door against law enforcement professionals. I mean, I guess you're welcome to try. It's just silly. Just silly. We, you know, we're conservatives. You know, people go out and they can't enjoy life. They're criminals, ma'am. How many criminals do you invite into your mirth emporium there to sit on the mirth-filled chairs? That's what I want to know. So are you actively inviting criminals into the store? This is what my concern would be if I were traveling anywhere and I saw a sign like that, that said, ICE not welcome here. Then my personal sense would be, oh, that is a store that is much more interested in catering to criminals than catering to me. And whatever it is that you're selling, I am pretty sure that I could find it elsewhere, even mirth. So you're welcome, I suppose, to put up a stupid sign. And I, as a potential customer, am welcome to see that sign, read that sign, and realize you're not the store for me. And I don't know, maybe we're both happy. But, you know, when push comes to shove, Madam Mirth, or Mirth Madam, if in fact law enforcement needs to get a bad guy, and that bad guy is in your store, I don't care how many things you've got piled up there. I don't care how many cases of mirth you're busy unloading. Or does mirth come by the gallon? You know, I always get confused. But anyway, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing with your mirth, because law enforcement will move heaven and mirth to get the bad guy. It's pretty straightforward, actually. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. Very, very, very happy. Hey, I'm taking a look at all the folks who are announcing that they have made the final three in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond Competition. Congratulations. Lots of really, really good people. Lots of really, really good people. Germ, did our friend Sam Newsman receive an email? You know, it's funny. I got something from the Times-Dispatch which would indicate that, but I wasn't paying attention to look for like a letter that or an email that specifically said you are in the top three, but they sent me something that would seem to indicate I'm in the top three. So that'd be good. I would think that's great. Chris at Highland Park is trying to take me to task for being condescending, but he himself, during his period of condescension, screws up. Chris at Highland Park texts me. He says, if you're going to be condescending, at least be correct. It's myrrh, not mirth. Yeah, except, Chris, the store is called World of Mirth, okay? Pay attention, dude. So if you're going to be condescending about me being condescending, then at least have the receipts. And in this case, the receipts would be stamped World of Mirth. Germ, have we got that video from NBC 12 posted? Make sure I know I sent it to you, but I'll make sure it's posted. Chris, do yourself a favor. Sign up and follow Jeff Katz Show over on X, and sign up and follow the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. That way you'll be able to take a look at the actual video, and you will see, I know it's shocking, because it doesn't happen all that often, but I am actually correct. Yeah, I know. I'm as surprised as you are. Jeff, 804, says, I wonder if these business owners would have a change of heart regarding ICE if an illegal immigrant with a criminal history robbed them. Mike in Colonial Heights. Yeah, I got a sneaking suspicion that the store owners who are putting up these ridiculous signs that say ICE not welcome here would in fact be the first people to reach out to law enforcement and say, oh my gosh, We've been robbed. What are we going to do? Well, I will remind you that law enforcement will respond, even if you have a stupid sign that indicates you do not want law enforcement in your shop. Crazy, right? I mean, it really is. It's crazy. Just crazy. 804, Jeff, Carytown is just a more expensive area in Richmond, and we do not visit anymore since the statues were removed. Yeah, totally get that. Totally get that. Gary says, Jeff, safe travels, my friend. Absolutely, Gary, thank you. What am I? I guess I'm a little giddy. Kind of weird. I mean, I'm a fully formed adult male, which I know doesn't mean anything, but I really am. I'm all grown up, but I am kind of giddy about this adventure upon which I am about to depart. It's a matter of hours away. It became completely and totally real. Not when I got the itinerary yesterday from the Prime Minister's office, although that was pretty doggone cool. Once again, I'll remind you, I was not thrilled about four separate things on helicopters. But no, it wasn't even that that made it real. It was this morning as I was sitting over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, getting the Catsmobile inspected. And what else did we get? We got some new windshield wiper blades. Because we had to have the windshield replaced. It developed a crack. We got hit by a rock a while ago, and then all of a sudden, phew. So since they replaced the windshield, we realized it's not cleaning as well as it should. So we got the wipers replaced, and I had them give it, like I said, I had them give it the once over three, four, five times because the Cats ladies are going to be traveling. You know, they're going up to visit my mother-in-law, and God bless them because Lord knows I'm not going up to visit my mother-in-law. No. I mean, she's visited us here twice. I think it's twice. And, you know, I'm not really involved with that. Her broomstick touches down, and I know she's going to be here for a week or so, and then we're done. But, no, I'm not going up to Taxachusetts to go visit. I'll be here holding the fort down or loading up on mirth. You know, again, I think we're running low on mirth. But, no, it was this morning as I was sitting over there at Certified Auto Repair that I got the text from the airline saying it is time to check in for your flight. And it just hit me. Oh, my gosh. This is real. Mort Klein, president of ZOA, Zionist Organization of America, joins us at 5:35. We'll talk about the anti-Semitism we are hearing from Virginia Democrats. 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I'm going to remind you, I will not be here next week. And it's for a very, very, very good reason. I have been invited by the Prime Minister's office to spend a week in Israel. And amongst the things that I will be doing, I'm going to remind you again, as I have, there are a whole bunch of things that I've been told we will be doing that I can't even discuss, but there are a few things I can share with you. I will be having a meeting with the president of Israel. We will be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee, a number of the members of the Knesset. The foreign minister will be meeting with us. There are about, I think there are 20 or 25 of us who have been invited. Alan Dershowitz is part of our group. Found that out the other day. So it's really great stuff. And what I am able to share with you, I will, as we move forward. Of course, as things conclude, I'll be able to share everything. And part of this, just so you know, we're going to the site of the Nova Music Festival. And down into the western Negev. But part of it, I my fingers are crossed that we get relatively close to Gaza, because I want to see all of these aid trucks lined up, ready to go in, if only Hamas would unlock the gates from their side. They're the ones who are starving their own people. It's disgusting. It's absolutely, totally disgusting. But it does give you an example of what the barbarians and the savages inside of Hamas are capable of. They're awful excuses for human. They're terrible people. And they're willing to slaughter their own for this mission they've adopted. So if you think that you or I are safe by comparison, you're out of your mind. Anyway, what have we seen over the last couple of days? Growing examples of virulent anti-Semitism inside the Virginia Democrat Party. I'm absolutely appalled by it. State Delegate Sam Rasul, State Senator Ghazala Hashmi, who is their nominee for lieutenant governor, Abigail Spanberger, who is the Democrats' nominee for governor. They all seem to be all okay with his anti-Semitism. It's awful. Mort Klein hasn't been with us for a while. It's a shame. He's a great guy, and I'm happy to have him join us today. The president of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America. We've seen a terrible increase in anti-Semitism since October the 7th, 2023. I just wanted Mort to jump in, and we'll talk a little bit about it. Mort, welcome, my friend.
It's been too long. I'm glad to hear that you're going to Israel. I just was speaking to Alan Dershowitz yesterday. He told me he's going to Israel. I didn't know why, but he told me he's going.
Yes. Yes, we're going to be travel mates, and a great guy, as you know. The pierogi case is getting crazy at this point, where somebody refused to sell him a pierogi because he's a Zionist. So that may be headed to the Supreme Court. Just crazy stuff. Mort, tell me why, and explain to my listeners why we are seeing this anti-Semitic garbage just out there all the time now. I mean, it's worse, I think, than it's been in a long time.
This mindless, irrational Jew hatred is the worst we've seen since the 30s, since the 1930s. It really makes no sense. It didn't make sense in the 30s. When has it made sense? It's never made sense. The Jewish people are the least criminal people in the world, on average, among the most productive. They really contribute to society. I mean, the great science that they contribute. They started most of the major department stores, you know, big businesses. The composers, almost many of the great composers, the songs we all love, written by Jews. Mm-hmm. So we should really appreciate the Jewish people, and yet there's this enormous hatred. And one of the reasons is the Arabs have, and the Jew haters have been promoting incredible lies about Israel and the Jewish people. They're promoting the lie that Israel's an apartheid state. Right. There are 2 million Arabs who live in Israel. They all vote. 10% of the Israel parliament are Arabs. The Arabs can't vote in any other of the Arab countries. They have all the rights. 10 to 15% of many of the universities in Israel are filled with Arabs. In the apartheid state of South Africa, none of that was possible. So this is a lie. It's a lie that they're occupying Israel's stolen Arab land. This land, throughout history, is land that has been Jewish land. They never stole any of this land. There was never a country of Palestine. People think Israel stole Palestine. That was an Arab country. There was never a country of Palestine. It was a region called Palestine. There are no Palestinian kings and queens. In fact, it is under the UN Charter, Article 80, it is prohibited to transfer any parts of Palestine to a non-Jewish entity. This is international law. And they're screaming that Israel won't give them a state. Do you know? Who knows this? Israel has offered the Arabs a state 8 times in the last 80 years. 8 times in the last 80 years. Eight. The first was 1937, the Peel Commission, where they offered the Arabs 95% of the original region of Palestine, 5% to the Jews. The Arabs said no. In 1948, the famous UN resolution, where they split it in half, half to the Jews, half to the Arabs. The Arabs said no. And they've offered a state, you know, many, many times after that. So these are all lies that may have made people feel negatively toward Jews. And the most recent, as you just mentioned, is that Israel's causing a starvation. They are not starving, first of all. There may be hunger, but even the hunger is because the Hamas Arab Islamic terrorists shoot people who are trying to get the food and shoot the trucks who are trying to come in to bring the food. They shoot at them, so the trucks are afraid to come in. Any hunger you see in Gaza is due to Hamas and the Arabs, and all Hamas has to do to end this war, release the 50 hostages they still have, only 20 of which are alive, and surrender. Give up your arms, and that'll be the end of the war, and they won't do it. So these lies are part of the reasons why you have this type of hatred. In the Middle Ages, you had hatred because they said the Jews were poisoning all the wells and causing the bubonic plague, if you remember those tragedies. Yes. They blamed the Jews for it. Total lies, just like the lies you see today. And I have to say, you don't have enough people pushing back and explaining these are lies. Instead, you're having people like the ones you just mentioned in Virginia promoting these lies. And it's not just Virginia. That woman in Georgia, what is her name? Martha?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene.
Yep.
She's become insane. Yeah. I know her for years. She was extremely pro-Israel. Now she's going off the deep end, lying and lying about Israel. What can I say? This is irrational, hopefully we'll have more people speaking out, explaining why it's false. And I have to say, and this is a fact, this is not a political statement.
Right.
71% of the Republicans in the polls last week support Israel over the Arabs. 71% of Republicans. Do you know what the number is among the Democrats? Eight.
Wow.
Eight. A single digit support Israel over the Arabs. Why has the Democratic Party become so viciously hostile to Israel, really anti-Semitic, is just extraordinary. Of course, they've praised and embraced Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley and Betty McClintock. These terrible Jew haters have been embraced by the party. And the worst part is you don't have the Schumers and others condemning them. They're afraid to condemn them. They don't do it. In fact, Schumer and others have praised Mamdani, this Jew hater who's running for mayor of New York. They've praised him. They haven't condemned him. They praised him. Jerry Nadler, a Jewish congressman from the Upper West Side of New York City, has endorsed him. The senator from Massachusetts, Warren, Senator Warren, publicly endorsed him and embraced him. Yep. We have people who are embracing Jew haters, and there's no consequence. We need more courageous people to just tell the truth and condemn this Jew hatred and those who embrace Jew hatred.
I will tell you more. We have many fine people who are part of this program who reach out to me on a regular basis. Very, very committed people. And they will say, Jeff, quote, I'm not Jewish, but I love the Jewish people, and I'm going to stand up for you. I love Israel. I support Israel. I think the fact that we have Ambassador Mike Huckabee, who is a minister, for goodness sakes. He's certainly not Jewish. He is one of the strongest supporters of Israel, and he was instrumental in assembling this group of people, including myself and Alan Dershowitz, who are going to Israel in a matter of hours. So there are good people out there. We've got to recruit them. Mort, can I ask a favor of you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be gone for a week. I will be in Israel. I'll be providing my listeners with full information. I'll be getting photos and all the rest of it. When I get back in a week or two, would you mind coming back on so that we can discuss some of the things that I saw and you can give me your perspective?
I would love to. I would like to hear what you saw, what your perspective was after you come back. Of course, I would love to come on board. You know, you mentioned my friend Mike Huckabee. I've known him for 30 years. I used to speak every year in Israel to his Christian Zionist group that he brought every year, hundreds of Christians he brought to Israel. And people said to me, Mort, were you upset that Donald Trump didn't pick you, Mort Klein, to be the ambassador to Israel? I said, yes, I was upset until I found out he picked somebody more pro-Israel than me, Mike Huckabee.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I will give Ambassador Huckabee your best wishes. You and I will reconvene.
Your friend.
Yes, indeed. Reconvene in a week or 10 days and discuss these things. Zigazun, thank you so much for being here. We will talk soon. That is Mort Klein. Make sure you visit ZOA.org, ZOA.org. That is the website for the Zionist Organization of America. You can learn more about this ugly rise in anti-Semitism. And yes, unfortunately, it includes so many inside the Virginia Democrat Party. 548 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! Oh, that'll be my final bam for a bit. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. It has certainly been an interesting day. And I am getting ready for what is going to be, I do believe, an interesting week. Oh, excellent. You know, Germ, I should let you know, I said on the air that all of my friends were reaching out to me saying, Jeff, we made the final three in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition. And I had not actually received such an email, and I thought, well, all right, maybe we, you know, didn't make it or something. And then I got another email, which was, I mean, it wasn't a junk email, but I thought, well, maybe it means something. Well, do you know that the gentleman who actually handles that stuff was listening and texted me and said, oh, man, sorry, just found out yesterday. Yes, congratulations, once again, you have made the top three. Whew. All right. I guess I got a little worried there, you know, but
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
No, it's good. Well, and you know, Jerm, can I share this with everybody? We were hoping that this year would be the year we won the big macaroni award every year to honor the founder of radio, Mr. Macaroni. You get like a big bowl of macaroni and cheese, and well, we didn't make it this year, but there's next year. Oh, Marconi. Well, we didn't make that one either. And frankly, now that I'm thinking about it, macaroni would be really... Well, anyway, so yes, we did make the final three here, top three for the best of Richmond. And Jeremy, who you may or may not know, divides his producing duties between me and Sam Newsman, the most trusted puppet in media. Sam's actually been reporting since Roswell. A lot of people don't realize that. But anyway, Sam has also made the top three. Sam and what? The morning radio category. So that's very, very cool. Congratulations. And I do know that my dear friend, Emily Morrissey, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, they made the top three. Now, you already know. as far as I'm concerned, Emily is number one. Emily Morrissey and Emily's Bracelets, always number one. And I have to say thank you to my pal Emily, because I reached out with a really heavy lift the other day. I said, look, remember a couple of years back I was supposed to go to Israel and you guys were making some bracelets for me to take? Well, with all the trips getting canceled, there were three trips that got canceled. I said, I just wound up giving all those bracelets away. Is there any chance at all that I could maybe get some new bracelets? They made them. They made them. And last week, Emily and her dad actually drove up and got some lunch to help support the Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees fundraiser that Paul Diana, PRD Concessions, did. And they brought me a big old bag of bracelets, Emily's bracelets. And I'll be taking them to Israel. I have already packed those. Do you know, just so we're clear, that was the very first thing I packed. Because I didn't want to forget it. I didn't want to leave it here. It's important to me that eventually everybody will have a bracelet from Emily. And I'm going to do my part to distribute them in the Middle East. All right. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski is going to be here. Make sure that you are here for that. Monday morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here with Richmond's Morning News. We're trying to figure out time differences and where I will be. If I am available, I should be joining Rich here and there to give you an update from Israel. Gang, it is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, as I have done for 14 years. If you're Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. Since October the 7th, 2023, we have ended every Friday evening show by playing HaTikvah. It is the Israeli national anthem. It is Hebrew for the hope. In a couple of days, I will hear HaTikvah in Eretz Yisrael. God bless you. We will talk soon. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.